There are different reasons for different changes or possible changes. Some are the times, with increasing pressure for body cams on officers, especially patrol officers, and more pressure for alternatives to deadly force, like tasers, although those have safety issues on their own. The SWAT team has two tasers, and there is a body cam test likely to start next month. Body cams carry their own issues. PBA President John Evans cites one serious potential problem. An officer wants to keep the camera rolling, and a person he's talking to who wants the camera turned off.
He can say that, but the officer, for his own job protection, is going to say, no, I think this situation might rise to the level of force, and I want to keep it rolling. Well, what's the... The department's going to have to come up with a policy for any situations to cover that.
Around the country, departments are dealing with body camera issues, from how to handle the massive amount of data which flows in and deciding who can see what's displayed. In an unusual agreement, Evans and New York Civil Liberties Union Western Region Director John Kerr III agree the department has to do a great deal more training of officers, which should improve interactions on the street with civilians, especially with a push for more community policing. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.